Jesus invites the three closest disciples to go up a mountain with him. The disciples are dazzled by Jesus' altered appearance. In contrast to the voice that spoke to Jesus at this baptism, this time a voice speaks directly to the disciples and tells them to listen to him, before they then head back down the mountain. This mountaintop experience provides a glimpse of the glory of God. But it is a passing experience. Have you had an unexpected or intense awareness of the glory of God? Was it difficult to leave the experience behind? Wanting to hold on to it even as everyday life continued? How can we tune into God's wow moments in our lives? 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is so good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he offered them to tell no one about what they had seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead.